estoy llamando, soy un por el celular. Dicen que quieren, pero tengo que dudar. Desesperándome y no paro de sudar. Y yo te espero en el teléfono.
For NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garz.
It's hard to believe, but 2011 is coming to an end, and it's that time.
It's time to look back on our favorite songs, albums, and artists of the year.
Now, it's been a great 12 months of music here on Alt Latino. So Jasmine and I, we had a hard time, but we did go through and pick out our favorite tracks.
And we've got a lot to cover. So without further ado, here's 2011 in review.
Okay, ladies first, what do we have?
Well, this is Davila 666 from Puerto Rico. This is my favorite cover song complaining about a girl texting pictures of her boobs. This is a song, Teléfono, which is a cover of The Nerves, Hanging on the Telephone. This song was not included in their album, Tan Bajo, which came out this year. Everything they've produced this year is fantastic, and they've had a huge crossover appeal. I actually recently read an interview with them in which they said they were giving a concert here in the U.S. recently, and they saw all these Puerto Rican flags waving, and they were really surprised because they feel like they have a stronger following, like in the continental U.S.
Sure.
Than in Puerto Rico or in the rest of Latin America. Hopefully that's changing because they're just such a great band.
Well, their sound is definitely one of a kind, and I really like that whole punk retro approach they do. You turned me on to these guys this year, and I'm a fan. I like these guys.
I've turned a lot of people on to these guys.
Moving on. Here we go.
Well, you also picked like a kind of a rock and roll album for your next.
Yeah, I'm definitely in a rock mode. This is Omar Rodriguez Lopez. This song is called The Power of Myth.
Can't tell if you're having like an epileptic seizure or
I'm doing air drums. This is my favorite guitar player who makes cool ass albums of the year.
Okay.
Omar Rodriguez Lopez, this is an album he put out this year called Telesterion. It's actually a compilation of stuff that he's done. This track is called The Power of Myth. It's from an album called Old Money. It's from 2009. I will sometimes go on these rants about the lack of good guitar players out there in music these days. And this guy's one of my favorite guitar players because he's not like technically a great superlative guitar player, but it's what he's doing with it, the sounds, the textures. In a lot of ways, he reminds me of a guy named Robert Fripp, who played with a band called King Crimson, later Adrian Belew, another great guitar player, where they just make the guitar do all kinds of crazy, fun things. And you've listened through this track, he stops the guitar, he stops the rest of the rhythm, he does all these things that treats it sonically, and sometimes just chords and rhythms, but it's always interesting. I really like this guy a lot.
So he used to be with Mars Volta, right?
He used to be with Mars Volta, and he's done a lot of solo stuff. He just keeps recording, playing with a bunch of people. He just came through with Butcherettes here in D.C. recently, right?
Yeah, and he collaborated last year with Calle 13 for Calma Pueblo. He's the guitar player on that.
Omar Rodriguez Lopez, a great favorite of mine and a great album from this year.
You know, we have a lot of great guitarists and really good, solid rock albums. And I find that really interesting. I hear a lot of Latin music critics kind of complaining about how Latin rock is kind of stagnant right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I hear critics saying, you know, well, Latin rock, you know, got stuck in kind of the glory days of the 90s with bands like Café Tacuba and Soda Stereo. I don't think that's true. I think what happened is, like, a lot of the mainstream refuses to budge from 90s rockers. There's a lot of amazing new bands that have just so much talent and creativity and energy and rebellion. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about those two conflicting waves, but I really want to share one of my favorite albums of this year. This is La Vida Bohème from Venezuela.
Es nuestra fiesta, candado y crestas, nuestra fiesta,
nuestra.
Este es nuestro vals, Radio Capital. Este es nuestro vals,
Radio Capital.
Nuestra fiesta, candado y crestas, nuestra fiesta.
Guys, they're from Venezuela. They have just an amazing mix of industrial 80s pop and dance, playing good rock and roll, a lot of very deeply political lyrics. I mean, it's really, sometimes you listen to their lyrics and it really is like just pure Latin American poetry. This album is beautiful. Their stage presence, really one of my favorite bands to see live. I mean, it's like they're in a trance and they're inviting you to join. And it's really interesting that they called the album Nuestra. You know, Nuestra means ours. And they were saying that the musical process, the way they see it, it doesn't end when you record the song and that's done. That's the end of the musical process. It's an ongoing, almost like a digestive process of communication between audience and the band.
Huh.
So it's ours. And when you go to one of their live shows, you really feel that because they're really kind of like interacting with the audience and you're feeding off of their energy. It's very symbiotic.
This cut is very interesting because there's a lot of studio stuff. There's a lot of guitar stuff. It's interesting to me that they're being recognized for the stuff they're doing because they were nominated for Latin Grammys.
Well, wait. When you're talking about being recognized, here's the point I was getting at earlier. In the Latin Grammys, there were a lot of people who were disappointed, and I was among them. They were nominated for Best Rock Album, and they lost to Maná, the Mexican band, which has been around forever.
Well, since the 90s.
Well, late 80s.
Okay.
I felt like that is the essence of what is wrong with Latin rock right now. I mean, respect to Maná for what they've done right, but my feeling is that they've been playing the same song since they came out over 2 decades ago.
Wow.
I mean, and that's what a lot of people feel. They've been playing the same song with the same butterfly references, and it's like kind of like an AC/DC. I love AC/DC. AC/DC has a really special place on my iPod. But you know what? I do think it's time to recognize new blood.
The younger acts. Well, maybe a nomination, both that, and they're also nominated.
Yes.
Was just announced this week. They're nominated for a Grammy and Best Latin Urban Album this year.
Best Latin Pop Urban or...
something.
Yeah.
There you go.
So it's not just guys who are rocking out in our favorite albums of the year. You have a group of young Chicanas who are really bringing the heat.
This category is the favorite band of the year featuring young Chicanas who rock, Girl in a Coma. Of course, I'd play the song with the acoustic guitar.
They're great. They were recently in our studios to play a Tiny Desk concert.
They did an acoustic. I think they did the song acoustically. Girl in a Coma, the album's called Exits and All the Rest. The song is called Slime. And I think that this album just really is a culmination of all of their efforts and all their writing, their playing. They've really gelled as a band. And it's one of my favorites of the year. I mean, I like these girls. I like their message. And I like this song.
They're super active. Every day they're in a different city because they're touring so much right now.
Interestingly, I saw that they were stopped in Alabama and asked for their immigration status.
Oh, really?
In their tour van.
They're from San Antonio.
They're from San Antonio.
Yeah.
That sort of also opened up their eyes to some of the controversial legislation that's in different states in this country.
Oh, wow.
So as they continue on their trip across the country, I think they're in California right now, you know, they're making extra effort to reach out to some of these people who are doing benefits for people who are opposed to that kind of legislation. So interesting year for them.
And you've also talked to them about being bilingual, right? You recently worked on a series about bilingual Americans.
We did. NPR did a series on bilingual America. And I featured the band, in particular Nina Diaz, the lead vocalist and guitar player and songwriter, about how they are sometimes, depending on which side of the family, second, third generation Mexican-American. So they've lost their connection to Spanish. So they are, through music, trying to get back into their cultural background by learning to speak Spanish and learning to perform Spanish. Great band. I love these guys. Girls. Love these girls.
Let's move over to something a lot more lighthearted. This is Astro from Chile, and it's really one of my favorite albums of 2011, and, you know, rock out to this a little. My favorite album by Chileans who love hanging out in loincloths.
Okay, explain that. Loincloth?
They're always, like, in every photo shoot or every video they do, they're running around in loincloths. And it's funny, I wonder how they feel about this, because they, you know, it's not like Conan the Barbarian style. I mean, they're always getting called, like, oh, it's very Lord of the Flies, like, 12-year-olds in loincloths, but the dudes are, like, 25.
That's funny.
So we've talked a lot about Chilean indie pop and just how great it is, you know, how well-polished, and they're just this mega producer of pop. And I think if you're looking for a great Spanish language, like, indie pop record this year, really Astro and the album, which is also called Astro, there's not a single song on this record that I don't just love. And it's very danceable and lighthearted.
Where do you think their influences come from? How would you dissect this?
They get compared a lot to MGMT, Empire of the Sun. And, you know, they've been asked, like, does that comparison bother you? And they say, no, we love MGMT. So, I mean, that's great. Yeah, we're definitely influenced by them. I think in this record, they sound a little more like themselves. The first record they put out, Le Disque de Astro, sounds a lot more MGMT.
Uh-huh.
Like, kind of like these cute little chants and the electronica and even some of the themes of, like, nature. And if I was a record label in the U.S. shopping for Latin acts to bring over here, I'd give Astro a listen.
Oh,
There was so much great music when we sat down to try to figure out, okay, what are we going to use? Because there's a limited amount of time. We can't have a mega show with every single thing we loved. We had to cut some stuff. But there, I think there's the one track, remember there's a couple of tracks on this show that we both really liked, is the next one.
Ooh, this wins the prize for favorite song that makes you want to make a baby or practice. Oof.
Estoy listo pa' tu cuerpo guiar. Ten cuidado. Si sigues provocándome, verás que no es relajo. Tú quieres saber lo que voy a hacer. Todas tus fantasías sexuales yo te haré.
I wanna know what you wanna do. What if I could say there wasn't any rules? I wanna play, play around. Tell me if you think that you can get down. 'Cause this is what I'm dying for. I mean, this is what I'm dying to do.
Come here, baby, I'm ready to touch you. So baby, nothing's too much. I'm ready to play. I'm ready to play. Come here, let me whisper in your ear. Tell you how I'm about to make you feel.
Smoking hot.
God, man. People who listen to the show on a regular basis heard us gush over it a couple weeks ago when we included it in our funk show. But this, it's still.
This is Los Racas. They are on this Guapele track. Guapele is an artist from Oakland, an R&B and neo-soul artist. Racas are also from Oakland, originally from Panama. They're a rap duo. Now, this song was not on their new album this year, but they do have a great new album this year. It's an EP called Chancletas y Camiseta Bordada.
2011 was a good year for them.
I almost feel like every year is great for them because they work so hard. I mean, literally, they put out new stuff all the time. Everything sounds better than the last thing they released. And a lot of people have said in terms of Latin rap, this was the year of Calle 13. What I like to say is that if Calle 13 is keeping Latin rap alive, Los Racas is giving rap something to look forward to. Oh,
interesting. Nice one.
Because they are just the future. They're the best young new act out there.
Great
hands
guys.
Down.
Nice
yeah.
guys.
Ready to play. We can play this game all day.
Okay, now it's time for my favorite album of the year made in a log cabin. This is El Lado Negro.
I thought you were going to say Abe Lincoln.
Regresa acá, mi mujer.
Log cabin, I imagine a lot more like folk rock, and this just feels like maybe a log cabin, but with like a neon bearskin rug, and you're making love to David Bowie on it.
Oh, I don't know about that. This is from an album called Canta Lechuza.
Sing, owl.
Lalo Negro is Ecuadorian American. You know, he's an electronica artist. He just went to this log cabin, I think it was in Vermont, and took all of his keyboards and computers and stuff, and he made this album just completely isolated. So this is all stuff that was in his head that he was able to live with. He would take walks through the woods, meditate, commune with nature. And this was his musical vision that came out of being isolated and communing with nature.
You know, that does make a lot of sense, because I once heard Missy Elliott say something like that about how when she was going to create an album, she wouldn't tune into any radio stations, she wouldn't listen to anything, she would just like completely cleanse her palate and isolate herself. You know, other artists, I think, like listen a lot to everything that's going on around them, but
sure,
it's an interesting, different process.
Well, you know, our producer Mike Katz have just told us in our headphones that there is a parallel to an American-based artist, Bon Iver. He's from Wisconsin, and he does something similar. But if you listen to some of the other stuff that El Lado Negro has done, you know, it sounds kind of similar. There's all these different influences. He sings in Spanish. He has all these great lyrics. Again, it's one of my favorite DJ themes of the year. He's a DJ who's mixing all this stuff and making music that's fun to listen to. Okay, on that note, let's move back to the Southwest. Let's go to San Antonio for Charanga Cakewalk.
That you picked this as one of the best of the year.
Can I give the title?
Sure.
This is my favorite Chicano vision of the year.
Okay.
Artistic vision.
I wasn't really feeling this album.
You know, Chananga Cakewalk's a guy named Michael Ramos, and he's an accordion player, more than an accordion player. He plays a lot of different instruments, and he's a sideman with a lot of different bands, different styles, sometimes root-style music, Tex-Mex music. I was a fan of this album. This album's called El Brown Recluse, which is the name of his studio, his home studio. And, you know, he's just doing interesting stuff sonically with the accordion, and in this case, with the cumbia rhythm, which was popular, but is especially popular in the Southwest among Mexican Americans. Like I said, I like his vision, and I'll follow him, because he's always taken it, for me, interesting places.
Fair enough. To me, it sounds a little overly simplistic. That's all. And kind of cheesy.
Wow.
Sorry. I don't really have an opinion on
it. You listen closely, you know, the way he layers all this stuff and some of the rhythms that he's using, there's a lot there.
Okay,
it's very
I'll give
complex.
It another shot. How
Please.
About that?
There you go.
All right, put the gun down.
Here's another cut that we both agree on coming up next.
This we can definitely agree on. This is probably one of my favorite DJs of all time and definitely favorite DJ of 2011. This is Gecko Jones, the Colombian-American DJ based in New York. This is Pa' la Escuela Nene.
Pa' la Escuela Nene, pa' la escuela, pa' la escuela
Jones, we haven't known about him for a long time. Absolutely everything he touches is golden, and I remember listening to his tracks and being like, this guy has to come on our show.
Right.
I mean, a lot of people who talk to me about, you know, how much they like Alt Latino or whatever, they talk about Gecko Jones and how charming he is. And something that really surprised me about learning about him recently is that he is also really into cooking.
We mentioned that on the last
time. And I feel like in a way, that makes a lot of sense because his songs and his creations are like these fantastic concoctions of music aged to perfection
right. And
newer flavors.
And when he was here, he kind of described himself as like a musicologist, an amateur musicologist, a musicologist without the degree from university. He crate dives in Colombia. He looks for these obscure rhythms that aren't even popular within Colombian music. And then comes back and does these great creations like we're listening to right now. His music is very deep, and he knows how to get a room moving because he is, after all, a DJ.
Yeah.
And it's fun to listen to on the dance floor, fun to listen to in a headphone. Jazz, who was your favorite DJ who changed his name of the year?
Mati Sundel is an Argentine DJ, and yes, he's my favorite Argentine DJ who changed his name because he used to be Lagartijando. I guess I don't know, maybe they figured that's a really hard name to pronounce. And it's also, it doesn't translate, it kind of translates into like walking like a lizard, that name. So anyway, here's Aero Tinku, one of my favorite of his songs.
A lot of cool stuff going on in this song.
That is some pan flute action.
Man, lots of great stuff. I hear pan flute. I hear probably charango, the little guitar that looks like a little armadillo maybe. I hear the single beat drums with some rattles and shakers. We played this song earlier in the year, and I remember thinking just how much fun it must be to get all of these elements that are used in traditional forms and to make them do something else. And to make them sound similar, but yet different.
That's a very beautiful breakdown. I mean, I'll keep it much more simple. To me, this sounds like summer. It just sounds like summer. It sounds like rollerblading down the beach with a Brazilian guy named Marco. Anyway, let's keep moving.
Just keep moving. Just keep going. Get on the skates and roll on out of here. Now it's time for my favorite Monterey-based producer who refuses to let narco violence deter his creativity of the year. This okay. is Toy Selecta. This is Toy Selecta, producer based in Monterrey, Mexico, and the cut is called Villain Chillin', Don't Be Afraid. And it also accompanies one of my, probably my favorite video of the year, very Sergio Leone recreation of the of a mariachi, a DJ, and some
dude,
guy.
Some leather clad, in excess like dude.
And they have a dance off in the desert.
Yeah.
Just have different moves.
Oh, and there's a three-legged dog.
Oh, the three-legged dog, of course.
And then they just walk off.
That's a great video. Toy Selecta is Toy Hernandez, who has worked with a lot of musicians over the years, and he continues to be prolific in doing a lot of different things with different artists. And in this case, Ray Pila, who's the singer, singing very much like Prince or Curtis Mayfield on this track. You know, I was playing around with the favorite Monterey-based producer who refuses to let narco violence deter his creativity of the year. But I think it's important to note that Monterey, Mexico is in the northern part of the country, and it's unfortunately going through a very, very rough time with all this violence going on over there because of the narco idiots. And I think that it's a testament, not just to him, but to other musicians in that city and along the border region as well, who continue to create music, some of it reflecting that reality. Other music, just maybe people need a break from the reality of what's going on there. So hats off to him and to other people in northern Mexico who are working through all that stuff. Another Argentine?
You know, I had to go there.
Okay.
This is my favorite song that makes me feel like I'm falling in love, even though I'm not.
Let's go.
En mis ojos te encontré, no hacía falta que te dijera nada. Y vos te tentabas. Son los besos que busqué. Todavía siento que el mundo temblaba y me acurrucabas tanto. Encanto.
CLDSCP,
which stands for Kaleidoscope, and I love this band. They are so good. They're so sweet and quirky and inventive. They use found sounds, so to speak. They'll find a doll on this, you know, in a trash can who makes like noises, and they'll sample her. But they just have this sweet, exhilarating feeling every single song. And I remember when this song came out and I was kind of going through a rough time, and I would listen to it, and just the power of the song would lift me up and make me feel so exhilarated and happy, and it really feels like falling in love. It gives me these butterflies.
That's a testament to how great they are, I guess, in terms of what they're doing and what they're trying to do.
Good. Or how easily amused I am.
No, that's not the case.
So we definitely want to make a space in this week's show for artists who we lost this year, who will be missed. And we can't do a show about Latin music without mentioning how much Joe Arroyo will be missed. Joe Arroyo is the father of Colombian salsa, a salsa great. Here's his song, En Barranquilla Me Quedo.
Vacila los rumberos.
Joe Arroyo died on July 26th this year, and man, we were very lucky to be able to talk to him last year when we were in Colombia.
Yeah, that New York-Colombia connection with salsa in his 70s just really flowered, and he was the base of that. It is a great loss. And the one song that we're going to end with is a group that didn't have an album out this year, but man, they were everywhere.
Everywhere.
And we are both huge fans.
This is the best dudes who didn't even release an album, but they were the most ubiquitous artists of 2011 somehow. This
go.
Is Calle 13's Latinoamérica.
Soy lo que dejaron, soy toda la sobra de lo que se robaron. Un pueblo escondido en la cima, mi piel es de cuero, por eso aguanta cualquier clima. Soy una fábrica de humo, mano de obra campesina para tu consumo. Frente de frío en el medio del verano, el amor en los tiempos del cólera, mi hermano. El sol que nace y el día que muere, con los mejores atardeceres. Soy el desarrollo en carne viva, un discurso político sin saliva. Las caras más bonitas que he conocido, soy la fotografía de un desaparecido, la sangre dentro de tus venas. Soy un pedazo de tierra que vale la pena, una canasta con frijoles. Soy Maradona contra Inglaterra, anotándote dos goles. Soy lo que sostiene mi bandera, la espina dorsal del planeta en mis cordilleras. Soy lo que me enseñó mi padre, el que no quiere a su patria, no quiere a su madre. Soy América Latina, un pueblo sin pierna, pero que camina. Oye,
tú no puedes comprar al viento, tú no puedes comprar al sol, tú no puedes comprar la lluvia, tú no puedes comprar el calor, tú no puedes comprar las nubes, tú no puedes comprar los colores, tú no puedes comprar mi alegría, tú no puedes comprar mis dolores.
Like a record-breaking 9 Latin Grammys. People were saying, wow, these guys took everything at the Latin Grammys. I mean, they didn't take the chairs because they probably have some their house.
They were nailed down.
Se llevaron todo. But not only have they become more mainstream, like I've heard, you know, non-Spanish speakers, people who don't listen to a lot of Latin music who now know who Calle 13 is, but they've also, like, taken really seriously this role of, like, troubadours of Latin America.
They really skyrocketed in terms of popularity.
And matured.
And their mission and their perspective has gotten deeper. And this song from that album just really... I mean, my kids sing this song.
It's a beautiful ode to Latin America.
De mi lucha, no es artificial porque el abono de mi tierra es natural.
Tú no puedes comprar el viento, tú no puedes comprar el sol, tú no puedes comprar la lluvia, tú no puedes comprar el calor, tú no puedes comprar las nubes, tú no puedes comprar los colores. Tú no puedes comprar mi alegría, tú no puedes comprar mis dolores.
No se puede comprar un vento, no se puede comprar un sol, no se puede.
Well, that wraps up this week's show. And of course, it's not a definitive list.
As always, we're counting on you to add to our list. So what were your favorite artists, songs, and albums of 2011?
Drop us a note at npr.org/altlatino.
You can also get in touch with us on Facebook and Twitter.
We want to give a special thanks to our listeners who supported us all year round, and to our lovely team, Mike Katziff, Jessica Goldstein, Franny Kelly,
Amy Schrieffer, and our boss, our jefita, Anya Grunman.
And to our lovely engineer, Sean Phillips.
There you go.
I'm Jasmine Garza.
And I'm Felix Contreras.
This has been the one, the only Alt Latino.
Have a great holiday season. Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Año Nuevo.
Buon Natale. Ho, ho, ho.
Feliz Día de Reyes.
Ho, ho, ho.